How many of you have ever moved from one house to another? Have you always lived in the same house? Okay. Sometimes you go to a hotel. Okay. So it's new when you go to a hotel. Okay. So you've moved from one house to another. Have you moved from one state to another? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know sometimes you go to Nigeria, and that was going to be my next question. How many of you have gone from one country to another? I know you folks have. I bet your grandmother did. I bet your grandmother came from England. Uh-huh. So what's the toughest part about going to a new place, what do you think? What's the toughest part, or the maybe the best part about going to Nigeria? You get to see all your relatives, that's right. When we go to a place, particularly if it's a familiar place, there are folks that we know and that are part of our family and love us. What's the trickiest part about moving to a new place? Getting to see new things, okay. Okay, in a new place? Okay, it's hard to understand what people are saying sometimes. Well, Paul, in our second reading today, it's a part of a letter that St. Paul sent to the church that he started in Rome. And he's talking about what life is like when we decide to follow Jesus. And he said it's like moving to a new country or moving to a new house or speaking a new language. But he said that unlike when we do this in our, you know, from one state to another or one country to another, unlike when we do this in our real lives, he says that when Jesus is the new country that we move to, everything is familiar. We understand what God is saying, and we all speak the same language. So it gets tricky when we move from one place to another, but Paul says the best move at all is moving to the country where Jesus lives and living with God, and then we know exactly what God is saying. God does live everywhere, but we don't necessarily always pay attention to God. So we might put ourselves in a different country if we ignore that God is all around us. That is metaphorically, yes. That is a metaphor, and that was very good. Yeah, and actually that was what Paul was doing when he talked about countries and languages, was he was writing metaphorically. So you guys have sandwiches to make today. Yeah, I know. I saw Miss Donna in the kitchen. Oh, she's outside even now. Saw her. She was getting the bread all ready and the peanut butter and the jelly. So let's say a prayer and then we'll send you off to help those who are hungry. Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for always being in whatever new country we move to. And thank you for always speaking to us in words that we can understand because you speak in our mother tongue. Help us as we make sandwiches and help us to feed the hungry. And this we pray in Jesus' name, and we say, Amen. Amen. Absolutely.